It's time to get underway with a special edition of Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas, where we're helping to meet the needs of people with the love of Jesus Christ. Radio Friendships is brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited, which is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana. As the Lord said in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together.
Great day and welcome to Radio Friendships, brought to you by Don and Sandra Tipton of Friendships Unlimited. This is Jeff Reed, and we are in Galveston, Texas, where Friendships is doing their best to meet the needs of people in the wake of Hurricane Ike. Now, many of our listeners are well aware of the long-term effects of a hurricane, so chances are we may be here for a while. With that being said, many of you that have been through a hurricane realize the impact and the comfort that you found in people that have helped you in the past. I mean, churches, ministries, individuals, neighbors, friends that have come to help you, even people that you did not know came to bring either you help or the community help. And without that help, who knows where you would be? Well, maybe this is your chance to give back. And we want to make you aware of how you may be able to help the citizens of Galveston. Well, you know what? Maybe the Lord isn't moving you to help the people of Galveston. But as you listen, please listen for different areas of ministry that you may be able to take to your community. There are stories of Christ lived out through people of action in Galveston, Texas. So why don't we go ahead and take it right to Shay Shields, who's out on the field right now. And Shay, you there? Shay? Yeah, I don't think he can hear me, but we're going to flip it over to him anyway.
Okay, this is Shay Shields on report in the streets of Galveston, Texas. We're at our home base here. We're just feeding people here and trying to get to know them a little better. We're going to interview people coming up here after they get a little bit of bite to eat. How are we doing today, sir? My name is Shay Shields. I'm with Friendships Ministries. What's your name?
Andre Jackson.
Andre Jackson, where are you from, sir?
Galveston.
Are you working out here?
Yes, sir.
What kind of work?
Working with in the warehouse, cotton warehouse.
Okay, how's that going for you?
It's going good.
A lot of progress. You see a lot of progress after the hurricane?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Like what kind of progress?
Just most of all the debris leaving off the streets.
Nice. That's a good sight, amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Shay Shields with Friendship Ministries. What's your name?
Curtis.
Are you from Galveston?
I'm born and raised here.
Okay. What kind of progress do you see coming the last few weeks here in Galveston?
They're doing all right. They're trying to get it together.
Okay.
Proud of them.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
Everybody trying to stick together and just help one another.
How's your family and home doing?
Fine.
Okay. Is there still a lot of cleanup to do after the?
Oh, yeah. A lot of cleanup.
Okay. But you can see a lot of progress still coming.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Through yet, thank you.
Amen. All right. Lord bless you. How we doing, sir? What's your name?
Corey Malvo.
Okay. You from Galveston?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You working here?
Yes, sir.
What kind of work do you do?
Cotton to work at the warehouse.
Okay,
cotton.
Okay. A lot of progress coming out there.
Yeah, a lot of progress.
Okay. You got family out here too?
Yes, sir.
How are they doing?
Oh, they're great. They're great. They're at the hotel right now. I mean, took a big loss, but, you know, we slowly progressing, so.
You guys waiting to move back home?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, sir. We'll be praying for you guys. Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Getting the hearts of the people here. They're hurting, and we're just trying to encourage them and letting them know we're here and praying for them and, of course, giving them a meal, but more importantly, some spiritual prayer is definitely needed. A lot of decorations out here, too. It's looking nice out here, man. And now you got some Christmas lights going up, some candles, and looks nice out here. Really does. How we doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Are you living in Galveston?
Well, now I am.
Now you are, okay. Where'd you live at before?
I was in New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay. For how long?
I came down from New York. I've been in New Orleans for 3 years.
Okay. How long you been in Galveston for?
6 hours.
Now, are you looking for work now?
I've got about 5 jobs lined up. I got to call people back tomorrow.
Praise the Lord. Already getting provided for out there. Amen.
I come here to help you rebuild, man. I did the same thing in New Orleans. I come here. You know what I mean?
Okay. Amen. Amen. You got a meal already, huh? And a job, too. Praise the Lord. How are you doing today, sir? What's your name and where you from?
Matthew Thompson, Galveston.
Okay. How long you been here for?
I've been in Galveston all my life.
Okay. How did the storm do to your home? Was it a lot of damage?
Yes, about 2 foot of water.
So you're not living there now?
No.
Okay. About how long do you think it'll be before you move back in?
Maybe a month or so.
Is this your first time eating here with us?
Second time.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be here for, you know, providing meals Monday through Saturday. So, yeah, feel free to come down and have a meal with us and be able to pray with you and your family. How are they doing, your family?
Good. They're doing good. Yeah.
Okay, great. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
How are we doing today, ma'am? Good. Tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Linda Winters. I teach at Galveston College.
What are you doing out here on the streets?
Well, I have a group of friends from Granbury, Texas, that are aware of the plight of people here on Galveston, and they are having a huge gathering of clothing, furniture, toys, TVs, anything they can bring. They're bringing two semi-trucks down here. I'm going up there next Sunday and to tell them and show them some pictures of what's going on here, that people are caring for people. And they're going to come and deliver all kinds of things for GISD and for Galveston College both.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you tell the people where they can pick that stuff up at or the information on it?
Okay, it's going to be when it's ready to open, it'll be at San Jacinto Elementary because that's the one elementary they closed. So they're putting clothes and things in the gymnasium. It should be about 2 weeks.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Linda Lawrence Winters. I teach at Galveston College.
Great. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Lord bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We still got progress going out here, man. I tell you, man, it's a blessing every time I turn my face and see someone else smiling, taking pictures. I want to stick a mic in their face and talk to them a little bit because it's good to keep on praising the Lord and enduring and encouraging each other with what we're doing out here. Praise the Lord. See what we got this next guy getting the meal here. Stick this microphone in his face and hope he doesn't get mad and punch me. Hello, sir. My name is Shea Shields. I'm with Friendship Ministries. Español. Okay. Thank you. He didn't speak no English.
Doing,
hey, how we doing today, sir?
I'm blessed. What about you?
Blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord. Right, what's your name?
Thomas. Thomas Grant.
What are you doing out here? Are you from Galveston?
No, I'm from Mobile, and I'm doing construction, trying to help people get back in the house.
How long you been out here for?
About a week and a half.
And how's the job things going for you?
It's a little bit slow right now, but we're still working at it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for all you're doing.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you.
Bless you, too. Hey, Peter, come here for a minute. Yeah, we got Peter here. He's been with us for a day now. And Peter, tell a little bit about where you're from and what you're doing here.
Oh, I'm from Spring, Texas, and I came out to help the Friendship, and they are really doing a great job. I didn't know they have such a wonderful ministry with helping the people after the hurricane. And
so, tell the people where you're from.
I'm from Kenya originally, and I'm here for school and.
Tell them what school you're going to.
I'm going to North Harris Community College.
Nice.
Yeah, in Houston.
And you're studying to be?
I've been a nurse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Peter's been out here all day working with us. It's a blessing to see him out here working all day. And good blessing to have you working with us today,
God
Peter.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, man. We got some good workers out here, and God's doing a good work in our hearts, too, man. Just building the community in our hearts, too. Reflecting back on him and working for the Lord. See what we can put a mic in someone else's face here. See if we can talk to somebody out here. Excuse me for a minute, sir. Excuse me. Hey, man, how we doing today? Tell the folks where you're from.
Hey, I'm in a shelter.
You're in a shelter?
Yeah, you know, Alamo School.
How's that going for you?
No, they're trying to say they're going to shut it down. They're supposed to say Sunday, supposed to shit. And this other guy named Woods, he said he's going to try to keep it open.
Okay, so what's the living situations like there? Is it good, or what's it like?
It's all right by living there, you know. They say people get some trailer houses. They say they don't know when they don't get some trailer houses.
We'll be praying for you guys. What's your name?
Kenneth Grogan. Okay.
We'll be praying for you, Kenneth.
All right.
Lord bless you. Yeah, pray for the folks up in the shelters, man. They got it rough over there. They're going to shut that down. We got to keep them lifted up. How are you doing today, sir? What's your name and where you from?
I'm Randy. I'm from right here.
What are you doing working out here, too?
Yeah.
Okay, and how's the work progress going out here? What kind of progress do you see going in Galveston?
It's slow. It's going to be slow.
Okay. A lot of rebuilding to do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay, though, man. The Lord's going to rebuild it and make it stronger, amen?
Amen to that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. Hey, how we doing today, sir? My name is Shea Shields. I'm with Friendship Ministries. Can you tell me, what's your name?
Richard.
Richard, where are you from?
I'm from Galveston.
Okay, what kind of progress do you see after the storm in Galveston?
I seen a lot. I seen people coming together and the Salvation Army, the ministries, and I think it's when something like this happens, it brings people together, you know. like when you see a big car wreck somewhere, people run around like, you know, with their heads cut on, say, well, what should we do? They finally say, well, there's nothing left to do now but pray, you know.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, bro. Nice talking to you. Amen, man. It's all about prayer, keeping it back to the Lord, getting it focused back on Him. Hey, brother, how you doing? I'm Shay. I'm with Friendship Ministries. And can you tell the folks your name and where you're from?
I'm Matthew Evans. I'm from Galveston, Texas.
Great, great. Can you tell us people back home about what the progress made since the hurricane?
Oh, I think they've done a tremendous job. They cleaning up good, and especially the Friendship.
Praise the Lord. We all coming together like a body of Christ.
Wonderful job. Y'all feeding us. We can't say we going hungry, that's for sure.
Praise the Lord.
So y'all doing very good. Praise we Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Lord bless you too. How are we doing, ma'am? My name is Shay Shields. I'm with Friendship Ministries. Can you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is Gil, and I'm from Galveston.
Okay, can you tell us, the folks, what the progress is like here since the hurricane?
It looked like it made a little bit of progress. They picking up all the trash and stuff, and, you know, people trying to clean up and get themselves together and trying to get their life back together and everything. So it looks like it's doing okay.
Nice, nice. Thank you so much. Lord bless you. Yeah, yeah, this is Shay Shields reporting here again. We just want to know your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Michael Burt. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Mike, can you tell us a little bit about the progress made here at Galveston since the hurricane?
Absolutely. First of all, Galveston was hit very hard. I think a lot of people around the country has no clue how hard it's been hit and how many people have lost almost everything. And there's been a tremendous amount of progress. There are a lot of good people from all over the world coming here to help. Even Friendships are here, and you guys are doing a great job just uplifting people and feeding people and just loving people. So Galveston is definitely on his way back, but it's got a lot of work to do to get there.
Thanks, Mike. Lord bless you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Praise the Lord for the progress made here in Galveston, Texas, because we're going to do it. We're going to make it. Praise the Lord. He's going to get us through. We just keep praying and leaning on Him and not in ourselves, and He's going to get us through. Praise the Lord. This is Shay Shields reporting again from the streets of Galveston, Texas, on site on 53rd and Broadway.
Thank you so much, Shay, for bringing us those on-the-field reports. Right now, we're going to take our short break, but when we come back, we're going to have Rachel, one of Friendship's crew members that is behind the lines of cooking at the site in Galveston, Texas. We'll be right back.
God's Navy is in need of your help. Friendships is an international Christian relief organization based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Our ships sail with humanitarian aid, disaster relief, and medical missions to many nations. These are ships of war against hunger, poverty, and disease, sent in the name of the Lord to help the less fortunate. Local daytime help is needed, and there are also short and long-term positions available for adults of all ages. All skills are needed, including welders, engineers, mechanics, housekeepers, cooks, and warehousemen. The organization is volunteer. There's no pay, but the retirement benefits last forever. There is no cost to participate. This is an opportunity to be involved in foreign missions in a very vital way while still right here at home. Maybe Friendships is what you've always been looking for. For more information, check out our website at friendships.org or call Port Mercy at 337-433-5022.
We, as Christians, love to speak of faith, but too often there is an element of faith that we miss. There is an illustration in the story of the man that was hiking. He came upon a canyon, and the only way to reach the other side, where food and shelter lay waiting, was a steel cable suspended between the two cliffs. He sat there for the rest of the day, pondering on how he was going to get across. Just as the night was falling, he noticed a man with a wheelbarrow coming across the cable. As he reached the other side, the hungry man said, "Wow, that was amazing." The man with the wheelbarrow responded. He said, "Do you think I could do that again?" And the man said, "Yes, sure. I think you could do it again." Then the man in the wheelbarrow said, "Do you believe I can do it again?" And the man said with confidence, "Yes, I believe you can do it again." Then the man in the wheelbarrow turned and looked him straight in the eyes and said, "Do you have faith that I can do it again?" And the man said, "I watched you. I saw you. You were flawless in your balance. I have faith that you can do it again." At which point the man with the wheelbarrow said, "Good. Then get in." This is a story of our faith. Faith is an action word. We say we believe God, but do we put our faith and trust in God and get into the wheelbarrow? Okay, we're back on Radio Friendships from our location in Galveston, Texas. And yes, this is a special edition of Radio Friendships on location in Galveston, Texas because of Hurricane Ike. And it has left some long-lasting devastation, some heartaches, and there's a lot of lives that need to be rebuilt. And here to share a little bit of how Friendships is helping and how an individual within a group can help make a difference in situations like this is Rachel Modi. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Modi.
Modi, yeah.
Okay, what kind of name is that?
It's German.
German.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you come to Friendships?
How did I come to Friendships? Well, I was living in Virginia at the time, and I was just working there, just having fun, whatever. And then I moved back home, and my mom got me interested in this discipleship program, and I kind of went in with my heels dragged, and I didn't want to do it. But I figured out later that, you know, this is where the Lord had me. But in Williamsburg, I had heard of Friendships over the internet, and I've been interested in missions and helping out people, and I like doing that kind of stuff. And I was like, well, I want to do it now and not this discipleship program, you know? I was like, I was all fired up, ready to go. But I prayed with my mom and my pastor and my dad, and they were just, they really felt strongly that I needed to do the program first and wait on Friendships, because waiting would be more beneficial.
Yeah.
And I'd be able to do more of the Lord's work and Him work through me in that better.
Yeah.
If I waited.
Sounds like, you know, some pretty good wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, because you've been in Friendships for some time, you got to see the way things operate. When you don't, preparation requires a lot of patience.
Yes,
a lot of work that you don't see the immediate results of.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're here in Galveston and it's starting to make sense.
Yes.
Well, how can you say that all this work that you've done in preparation has bloomed, so to speak?
Bloomed. I don't know, just seeing the light in people's eyes in the spring in their step, and the fact that, yes, it's been hard work and we're tired and sore and whatever, but when we see the fruits of our labor and we see the people that we're helping and seeing their appreciation and their faces light up when we smile at them, and it makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Because you're giving of yourself, and it's not all about us, it's about them. You know, us serving them and showing God's love to them through what we do.
That's a great point, because at this moment we think, well, they need us because they need food and help.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they're our brothers and sisters,
yeah,
our family. We need them.
Yeah.
So if we look at it in that attitude, that's a great way to, and you do this by the food.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us what a typical day is?
There is a typical day. In the galley, well, in the kitchen, we wake up, you know, we get our food ready, we plan our menus, and we basically just go about getting the salads ready and the main course ready and cooking the food and preparing it, but we have fun at the same time, you know, telling jokes and whatever. But we get our work done, we get the food off of the truck and get it all ready, and we have plentiful meals from seemingly nothing.
Yeah.
You know, when I first got here, I was like, this is it. But God showed me that He does provide, even though we don't see how or, you know, things like that. So it's like, I've come to really appreciate what the Lord has done, and it's really cool to see.
Okay, now just to fill you in a little bit, when she talks about getting the food ready, she's talking about an early morning, because mm-hmm. we have a location on the pier mm-hmm. in the port of Galveston. They bring the food from the location at the pier to our site on yep. Broadway and 31st.
Yep.
And then they start preparing it, getting yes. it ready, preparing it, cooking it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
What time do you have to be ready by?
We are ready to serve at 3:00. We serve till about 7:00, but it's fast paced. You're going,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really notice the time because you're always serving and you're like, well, where's the day gone?
Yeah.
You know, cause you're just so into what you're doing.
Now, to give you an idea of what she's talking about, they are serving over 1,000 a day, typically 1,400 mm-hmm. meals a day.
That's right.
And this is not just a quick bit of lettuce with tuna on it.
Nope.
This is full meals.
Yeah. We've had like rice and chicken and all sorts of really good stuff.
Barbecued ribs.
Oh, it's delicious.
A lot of return people? Mm-hmm. Are they coming
back?
Oh,
I've recognized a lot of faces now. I haven't gotten their names, but I recognize a lot of people that I can say hi to.
Amen. So you're about establishing a relationship with people, letting them know that they're cared. Do they ever ask you why you do this?
Yeah, they do. They're like, so why are you helping us out? And we're like, well, because we're here to, we love you. You know, we want to be here. We want to share God's love with you. And, you know, they start asking questions about God. Well, who's God? Mm-hmm. And that just opens a perfect gateway for us to share with them, you know, who he is to us and who he is. And it's just really good conversation.
Yeah, I can see by the light in your eyes, you're really enjoying this. Mm-hmm. In spite of the hard work,
yeah,
you're really enjoying this.
Oh. It's fun.
Yeah. So you go through this preparation through the day,
mm-hmm.
3 o'clock, ding, ding, the bells ring and the food starts going out. Is that your favorite time?
Yes, it is. Because you're, you know, you get ready, the excitement's here, you know, you have all the food ready and you're standing in line just waiting and the people are there and you can kind of carry on conversation with them while you're working.
Yeah.
And then 3 o'clock rolls around and you're ready to roll.
Okay, in mixing with some of these people, is there something that has touched you especially, a little story that you can share with us?
There is this one mother and son who we met here. They were in the food lines and stuff, and they've actually been able to help us out several times, like working with chicken and with the preparing food. And so we've gotten to know them and hear their story and be a part of their lives, you know, and we've been able to share God with them, and it's been really neat.
So then they came in, got mm-hmm. the food, and out of appreciation and liking what they saw, they stayed around to help?
Yeah, they've been coming around for the past couple of days helping us out.
Oh, that's
and that's
wonderful.
Really neat. You know, it's all about establishing a relationship, and that's what we've done with this couple.
Yeah.
So.
Well, listen, there's a lot of people that don't have the full picture of what's going on here. You have the obvious advantage of being here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were going to tell somebody how to pray effectively for this area, what would you ask them to pray for specifically?
I think a peace in their hearts and in their spirits, that God would just minister his love to them, you know, through direct speaking to them, but also, you know, where we can speak into their lives as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's very easy to get angry at God and angry at your situation, but it's like, that's not going to help any. You know, it's like you need to know that God does love you and that he is giving you peace and hope for the future, you know, because devastation happens, but it's not the end of the world. Although it may seem like it, there is hope.
You know, the great point. I remember a definition of peace. They had a contest at the college I was going to draw paintings mm-hmm. of peace. And there was all these sunsets and beautiful fields. There was one that got my attention. It was a bird sitting on a branch that was right in the middle of this big waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of reminds me of what we're seeing here. There's been a waterfall, a storm that has come through here, but yet that still quiet peace in mm-hmm. the midst of the storm is here. There has been a crowding mm-hmm. towards God's presence by the loss of things.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Mm-hmm. Rachel, we're going to get you back as soon as we get back to Lake Charles. You're going to be around Friendships for a while,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Okay. One last thing before we go.
Yes.
We love to give a scripture of the day. Do you have one that you think that fits right now or something that's meant something to you over the years?
It's Ephesians 1, 15 through 30, I think.
Okay. What does it say?
It's basically about having wisdom and understanding and knowing that you're more powerful than you think. Like God gives you power to overcome obstacles, that he works through you, that you can have a peace and a knowing of who he is, and that you'll just have peace in the midst of things.
Amen. That is very fitting for right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Oh, you're
welcome. We invite you all back here to Radio Friendships next time, where we love to bring you stories of people that are impacting your world for the love of Jesus Christ. Have a great day, and God bless. Well, I just want to take a minute to remind you here at the end of On the First Watch, which you will find on YouTube. It is a news report from Friendships Unlimited so that you can see the pictures and you can keep abreast of what's happening in Galveston, Texas. Simply go to YouTube and do a search with any of the keywords On the First Watch, Friendships, Hurricane Ike, or a combination of any of those. You'll find it.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.